Welcome back to the Fabricated Podcast. I'm your host, Aris Fawangi, a.k.a. The GOAT, a.k.a. Mr. Too Tall, Too Fresh, Too Clean, Too Mean. You already know the vibes. No need for introduction. And we are back. We are back. I know. Before y'all say any goddamn thing, I know it's been a long time. My Fabricated Podcast, a.k.a. My Fabricators. That's y'all's new name now, The Fabricators. I know y'all fuck with that. I know y'all been missing it. The little talks or whatever, and still no guests with me yet. I have a lot of guests planned, I know, but this corona thing is kind of holding me back, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, bro, like, I had so much planned for 2020, but now we're social distancing, which I will get into later. But welcome back to the Fabricated Podcast, you know, obviously we back, and back and we better. What's going on with y'all, man? This is really a tough time to be alive right now. Like, 2020 was supposed to be a new decade, supposed to be the start of everything. You know, imagine you put your craft into everything this year, and then now it's like, bro, you can't even do whatever you even want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine you wanted to set off, like, let's say I was an artist and I wanted to do my tour and start off fresh, bro, and just this my year. I can't even do that because the whole year fucked that up, like, delayed everything. There's no damn basketball. Anyway, we'll get into that in a minute, but welcome back. Hope y'all got y'all snacks, y'all drinks. I got mine, you know what I'm saying? Gatorade all day. Not sponsored, by the way. Please don't. Anyway, but yeah, and let's enjoy this episode. So this is episode number 9, I believe. 9 or 10. Maybe even 8. Who knows? yeah, so today's episode, I'm talking about the virus, how it's affecting me, you know, toilet papers and whatever I come up with next. If I don't script my stuff, then it's obviously better. I just write down notes, you know what I'm saying? But, they're calling it COVID-19, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, the government calls it a global pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Hispanics call it Rona. You know what I'm saying? Trump calls it the Chinese virus. You know what I'm saying? But this shit is real, bro. This is actually, like, insane, bro. I never thought, like, for once in my life, I'm actually, like, unsure how safe my future will be in the next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was panicking at first. Now it kind of cooled off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of calm. But, like, at the beginning, everybody was like, yo, what do I do? And where do I go? Who can I trust? Who got it? Who don't? You know what I'm saying? Don't cough. I chew. Don't sneeze. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, I'm cool. I'm calm. And then the more we went through, everybody's like, okay. If you're young, you're cool. If you're old, you're fucked. But, like, it's really kind of scary because, like, let's say you're my age. I'm 20. I turned 21 this year, July. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better be here for celebrations. But, yeah, I turned 21 in July, which kind of sucks because I'm not going to be in any school. So I'll probably be, like, drunk, wasted somewhere. Yeah, that's cap. You know, I'm drug free. I don't do no drugs or none of that. But yeah, I'll probably just have a blast. But it's not gonna be during college, which kind of blows. But I'm gonna find like a group of friends to like get crazy with for my 21. Might even go to Vegas. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Back to the original. But yeah, it's kind of crazy because I turned 20 this year, and it's like I had so much planned for my year, especially like since I turned 21. Like internships. Imagine internships. Future school works, scholarships, all the work I had planned to do in the summer and stuff like that. Like, it kind of goes out the window now because obviously this is all happening right now. And it's kind of tough. It's really kind of tough to like swallow and be like, okay, I can't really do what I had planned for like the year. You know what I'm saying? But before we go any further, I'm actually posting a lot on YouTube. I say that I only posted one video, but like I'm actually about to post a lot more and give y'all a lot more content. I'm about to make a TikTok. Who knew, right? And just have a good time while I'm doing these online conference calls and classes and all this little weird stuff, you know. But yeah, I'm about to just enjoy myself and put out content. Cause that's what I enjoy doing. You know what I'm saying? While doing school, it's like a side. It's like my hobby. You know what I'm saying? My hobby becomes the main thing that's cool. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. Like I have other stuff I enjoy doing. But yeah, other than that, but go subscribe to my YouTube. follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram. I post it on Instagram. I post on Instagram all the time. Instagram's like my generic post area. And then, where else? I think that's about it. Other than that. But yeah, follow. Keep tuned. If you want to support the podcast, obviously go to the description, but y'all gonna hear about that later too. But yeah, so like Corona kind of messing up my 20th year in my life, and you know, it's kind of also scary because like people were panicking, and it makes you think differently and see like how people really react when there's a shit like this going down. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, when Corona got announced, everybody was like, oh my God, we're all gonna die. What's the first thing people did, bro? People went and bought out toilet paper, bro. Out of all the things you could buy out, people bought out toilet paper. And then it was Germex, bro. Which I understand the Germex, but toilet paper, bro. So like, imagine you just sitting there, you're just like, bro, I have Corona, right? Let's say I have Corona, godly. God forbid. And I have to take a mean shit, bro. I can't even take a mean shit because I ain't got no toilet paper. And it's kind of sad, really, because people who can't afford toilet paper save up their money to be able to afford toilet paper. Like a good ass, bro, like some Charmin Ultra Soft type shit, bro. And they save up and then they go to the store to buy Charmin Ultra Soft. You know, Charmin Ultra Soft is real soft. That shit hit your booty right, bro. They save up all this money and they can't buy it no more because everybody already took it, bro. All the fights that's going down, the deaths, bro, it's kind of crazy. It's like, it's wild. And alongside that, bro, everybody's talking about this. The government has been trying to social distancing. We should all practice social distancing. Like, nigga, if you don't shut your ass up, like, we should already know that, bro. And whenever I heard the term social distancing, I was just sitting there, I was like, basically what I do every day, you know what I'm saying? Just avoid everybody. Like, it's just a term for those who just like to party wild. And it's just unfortunate because everybody already knew like Corona's gonna get bad, real bad, because it's spring break, and that's really kind of where it launched off. People are going to Florida was a bad one. And then coming back talking about some fuck it, you know. And then they got that shit, and then those that went actually survived, but they came back with it and affected the others, and the others are the ones that are dying. So in reality, like, that's like giving somebody the weapon to commit murder, really. Let's say I give you a knife to go kill somebody that you want to kill, and then you come back, and then you're like, oh. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I didn't help you. I gave you the weapon. I provided you. You know what I'm saying? It should be like an offense, or criminal offense or something like that. It's kind of fucked up. But yeah, they're saying it's social distance. I'm not a loner, but like, bro, stay your ass inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already do that anyway. Like, I'm always doing my own thing, on my grind. I'm always in my element. You know what I'm saying? Just doing my own thing, and it's really easy for me. But like, other people just don't know how to live by themselves. Specifically, Americans, y'all know how to live by yourselves. But zip lips, you know. So it's like that's just really affecting, you know, the country right now, really. Now that we're number one in confirmed coronavirus cases, it's really fucked up. People just avoiding the whole statement how to social. It's like, bro, man, just stay inside, bro. You'll have the whole year, bro. Whenever they say, oh, coronavirus is under control, you can go out and do whatever. Then go out and do whatever, bro. Go out and club. Go out and party. Go out to the club and listen to like Lil Uzi like it was 2016, bro. Go out and do all that shit. But right now, stay your ass inside, bro. I don't know. It's just tough to think about that. But yeah, man, it's like, I remember for like the little phase, everybody was like, oh, we're going to reach a near apocalypse. It's going to be an apocalypse because we're going into a recession. Everybody's closing. Restaurants are now drive-through now or online order only, and it's just like, bruh, I can't even go inside for my Chipotle order. Damn, bro, not my Chipotle. You know what I'm saying? And it's just tough, bro. And it might even get worse. Who knows? Like, I don't know. It's kind of scary. We're on the lookout. I'm watching it from inside my window, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really too worried, but for people who are out there having to go to work and like the UPS workers and the Amazon workers who are now pulling the strike. I pray for y'all, man, because that's tough. That's really tough. I don't know how y'all do that shit. But yeah, other than that, bro, I just been quarantined, man. Like, I'm chilling, bro. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm big chilling. What am I doing? I'm really preoccupying myself with, like, just playing games all day, man. I just went back and I finished God of War. I finished it a long time ago, but I just went back and, like, revisited some old missions and did some side quests. And when you actually thoroughly like play through the entire game, that game is kind of ridiculous, especially with the lore of like Olympus and, you know, Kratos and all the gods and the Greek gods. It's pretty cool. I have been playing a lot of Call of Duty Warzone, just COD in general, and then just taking care of myself. You know, I haven't gone to my family back yet because, you know, they canceled classes. I'm not trying to go back yet. It's safe that if they're safe at home, I don't want to go there and affect them if I do have it, because, you know, I have a very good immune system and I'm kind of healthy. And for some, like, if you get it, you will never have symptoms. So I don't want to go over there and risk it until, like, I know I'm good. So I'm just leaving them back home to be safe and take care of themselves. Other than that, I've been doing that. I'm trying to do some home workout exercises. But, you know, whenever it's time to do it, you're like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'll probably do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. And it's a whole cycle and stuff like that. So that's just what I'm at. Other than that, what else am I doing? I ain't doing shit else, really. That's really about it. Eating, cooking, grilling, you know? That's it. Just living, man. But yeah, quarantine is cool. You know, hang out with a few, enjoy like the main important parts of life. Cause now that we're like under quarantine, it's cool to see like how people react. Cause now you see people that are actually like living. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're actually living, and then you see those people who are actually like suffering or like borderline depression because they know how to live inside, or like, they always have to rely on other people to live, so they don't know how to live naturally. So it's just like crazy to see like how people are living and stuff like that, man. One of the biggest challenges though is my like getting a haircut, bro. I need a haircut kind of bad, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to sustain by doing my own cuts. But like I would love to see my barber and be like, yo, give me a fade, give me this, give me that, bro, because I definitely need something. But yeah, and then oh, excuse me. Honestly, we can go to stores and get whatever foods, but now the stores don't even, like, Market Street was 24/7. And that shit is like 9 to 10 now. Damn. That's just crazy, bro. Watching a lot of Netflix. That's what I've been doing, watching a lot of Netflix. I just finished Sex Education. That's a pretty good show. That's a really good show. If y'all haven't seen Sex Education, I can't say it. Sex Education, y'all need to go watch that shit. That show is really good. Not only is it like corny, it's like corny and like just not cringy at some parts, but it's also like just funny. It's really funny, really weird. And if you just like, it's for simps. It's really for simps. We'll get to that in a little bit later, but it's really for simps. But it's mad funny. It's a really good show. I'm trying to find out what else to watch, really. There isn't really anything like else. Like, I'm watching other podcasts, like the All the Smoke podcast with Matt Barnes, and I believe it's, I don't want to say it's Method Man or Red Man. I don't know who it is. Whoever's next to Matt Barnes, and then they'd be interviewing Shannon Sharp, Paul Pierce, Stephen Curry. I've been watching them and just getting inspired by them to like keep doing my stuff and keep pushing and keep thriving. Because when you hear stories from guys like them, you're like, oh snap, this is how they made it through life. Like, I want to do the exact same, you know what I'm saying? So it's really cool to like see insight from somebody that's successful and you know, realize that some of them are like successful the way they're successful because of certain ways, and then you see like, oh snap, I relate in this way. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, wow, I want to really build my own like foundation and background the way that they did type stuff. But yeah, other than that, it's really not much else to do. Unfortunately, like I haven't been bored since the quarantine, if I'm being honest. Like there's always something I could be doing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm maximizing my time. If I'm being truthful, I'm really always occupied. Like, there's not a time where I'm really just sitting there, I'm like, okay, I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really always just occupied. If I finish playing a game or just enjoying myself, I'll stop and I'll be like, okay, let me record a game. And then I'll record one and then I'll stop. I'll be like, okay, let me watch a show. Let me play another game. Let me do something else that I enjoy. And then I'll go do that. If I'm not doing any of that, I'm like, okay, well, shit, let me edit one of the videos that I have. Let me look at TikTok for like 5 minutes, which turns into like 30. I'm not even on TikTok that much. And then I'll be like, okay, well, snap. If it's early enough, I'm like, okay, well, let me post on Instagram right now. You know, it's the little things that like keep me occupied. I kind of like it. And then, yeah, getting it prepped up. Like if y'all watching from YouTube, the setup is mad ghetto. Y'all can't see it. But like setting this up took me some time, and it's just fun using my creative mind to set up a setup like this. And you know, that's what keeps me busy, and learning how to do certain things like coding or you know, learning a new skill or assets, working on my resume, just little things, man. I'm loving it really. Some people are saying that the Corona is like, it's kind of positive for the U.S. because of like, it's learning it. The world's moving too fast, you know, they're saying the world's moving too fast, and that the Corona is kind of like a reset button. You know what I'm saying? To get our things back in order, to get our things back straight. And in a sense, I get what they're saying, but at the same time, there is no such thing like anything that's beneficial if it causes death. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like one crazy outlook. But it's just something to like think about. It's some good ass Gatorade, bro. It's the best flavor. The lemon lime, best flavor. No debate. Goat flavor. But yeah. And then I do miss a lot of things though, man. Quarantining has got me missing a lot of things. I miss Torchies. I miss going to Torchies like every other day, every other 2 days. Just eating there, eating the Torchies is kind of chill. It's like a cool vibe, nothing crazy. I miss eating that Torchies. I miss basketball. I miss basketball, real life and like NBA basketball. I'm sorry, NBA. I'm sorry, real life. I miss real life because I was actually in the intramural season, and I just started popping off, man. I'm out here making threes. If somebody's snagging on my team, I'm picking up the slack. You know what I'm saying? It's fun to play. I love it. And then what else is there? I don't know. I just been loving basketball. I'm getting way better at it. You know, usually they got me playing center cause I'm 6'6", 260. But now I've been playing like shooting guard, and it's dope cause I can move like that. Like I can move like that. I ain't Zion fast, but I'm not that fast. Like I'm probably faster than Zion, but like I ain't that athletic. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like 20% less, but you know. But I can move like that, and it's just dope. It's fun, man. I can move other dudes, like move and one. You know what I'm saying? Free throw. I'm making free throws. It's crazy. So I was really enjoying basketball, and then they just cut it off. Like we made it to the playoffs. We were 3-0. You know what I'm saying? We were 3-0. It's crazy. And then NBA basketball, man, I miss it, man. My Lakers, man, who defeated the Nets, the Bucks, and whoever else all in one weekend. We were already seeing, like, primetime LeBron, MVP caliber LeBron, bro. Man, what's going on, man? Like, I miss it, man. It needs to come back now. Like, now. It's crazy. I'm sorry if my computer's a little bit too loud, but... it needs to come back like ASAP, because right now I'm just sitting here, I'm like, bro, there's nothing to watch on the TV, because that's all I only watch is sports. And then the whole Tom Brady thing happened, bro. It's just like, yo, it's tough. But yeah, other than that, like, quarantining has been chill. Class started today, which today is what, Monday? Monday the 30th. I'm hoping to upload this on April the 1st, April the 2nd. We're already doing conference calls for class, bro. That is weird at first, but then after you sit there and realize what you're actually doing, it's kind of cool. Bro, lemon lime go hard. It's kind of cool because, like, you realize that, oh, see how my voice changed? I'm telling you, bro, lemon lime go hard. You realize, like, how fast technology was really moving. So, like, we really kind of need to slow down, bro. We don't want to get into, like, that iRobot scenario. Where robots think they're better than humans and then they start killing us. We don't want that. So, yeah. And it's kind of just, I don't know. It's also kind of sad. Like, usually you think, like, in this day and age, we'd have a lot more vaccines and, you know, like, a generic pill that would fix all. But there's always some stray odd ones, you know. And, you know, it's just wild. But, yeah. We're going to talk about alphas and simps now. But before that, we got a little short break. Y'all stay sit tight. Get you some more snacks. And we'll be right back with the other half of the podcast. If you're enjoying the podcast, Fabricated Podcast, and you would like to support, please show your support on whatever platform you're listening to. If you go to the main description, there will be a link. It'll take you to the Anchor website of the podcast. You can support through there. I believe there's like there's three payment options of what you would like to donate. Of course, you don't have to donate if you don't want to, but it definitely helps because I do try and put out the highest quality content as I can. I do work pretty hard. I work hard so you guys don't really have to. So if you'd like to support the podcast, go ahead. But with that said, thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get back into the podcast main episode. All right, boys, we are back. We are back and thriving. Hope you guys enjoyed the little halftime show, whatever's in there. I don't even know what's in there yet. But, we are back. Let's get back into it. So, to finish off the podcast, we're going to talk about alphas and simps. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody knows alpha. Everybody knows what alpha is. If you don't, I'm going to spell it out for you. F-A-B-R-I-C-E. You know what I'm saying? I'm an alpha to core, to the death. You know what I'm saying? Alpha male gang. We are in the building. I'm packing and I don't stay lacking. You know what I'm saying? I'm stupid. Alphas are like, you know, the males that predominant, you know what I'm saying? They're always go-getters. They do their thing. They're always the dudes that, like, those alphas are the ones that betas go get to get shit done. You know what I'm saying? That's an alpha. If you know somebody that you had to call and be like, yo, can I da-da-da-da-da? Because of da-da-da-da-da. Then you're a beta and that dude that you called is an alpha. You feel me? You feel me? Sucks to inform you, but you're a beta. And then there's a simp. A simp. What is a simp? A simp is like old me, bro. Like 12-year-old me, I was a simp. A simp is a person who knows. Let me describe you a simp. So let's say you see Shorty, right? Shorty just chilling there, right? And then you see this dude trying to holler at Shorty. He's like, yo, Shorty, you know I like you, Shorty. I'll get you pizza for lunch. I'll get you, I don't know. Whatever you want, I got you. I'll slide you 50 so you can get your nails done. I'll do whatever. I love you. I'll take care of you. You know what I'm saying? You my other half. You my other side. This and that. And then they do that for like 5 months straight, 6 months straight. And Shorty don't kiss her. Shorty don't pipe him. Shorty don't even talk to him. Shorty want to date him. That's a simp. A simp is a dude that's tried to get put. He tries his hardest to get put, more than most to get put, and he don't get no put whatsoever, bro. That's a simp. And it's just like, and there's obviously like, not pros and cons, but people like simps, people, you know, prefer, some girls prefer talking to simps. And some girls prefer alphas. And then there's betas who are just betas. They're just there, you know what I'm saying? But like, the reason I bring this up is because like, it's been brought up a lot recently by my friend group. Like, low key, they've been assault. Like, my friends has been calling out other dudes, just lighting people up, talking about, "Oh, you a simp. Oh, you a simp." Like, any dude, look at that simp about to talk to this chick. Like, we'll just be eating like in like a restaurant, and they'll just be like, "Wow." We'll just see a couple sitting there, just be like, "Wow, look at that simp." You know what I'm saying? And then she's like, "Bro, shut the fuck up." But like, you know what I'm saying? It's just weird because simps really do try their best to like, you know, talk to a chick and let her know what's up and do all these deals, but you don't get no play, bro. There's no point. Like, back when I was 12, see, y'all about to laugh. Back when I was 12, right? Let's go back. Actually, 12, yeah. No, let's do 11. Back when I was 11, I had just finished junior high. I was on my way to high school. So this is the year before freshman year, whatever that is. I was trying to holler at this girl. I always remember her name. Her name was, I'm not gonna tell you guys, but she was like the girl that like to talk to. She was the girl to holler to. She was the girl to like, you know, talk and peep and stuff like that. And then I tried to go up to her. I asked her out. She was like, "I'll think about it." You know what I'm saying? And then she go back. The next day I see her again. "Have you thought about it?" "No, I'm still thinking." "Okay, well, here's lunch on me." You know what I'm saying? I got her a little lunch. You know what I'm saying? The next day she'll come back. I'm like, "Have you thought about it? I'm really liking you, shorty." And she'll be like, "I'm still thinking. What you got for me today?" And I'm like, "I got whatever you want." You know what I'm saying? Not realizing that's mad rude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just keep giving. Until eventually I was just like, "Man, fuck you, bitch." And I was like, "I don't even want you no more." You know what I'm saying? I was butt ugly anyway. I had no chance. But she was like the baddest girl on campus, so I had to holler. I was simping, because I knew I would get no play whatsoever. Right? Fast forward to like college. This is my senior year. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm just chilling. Now that you know what I'm saying? I look a little handsome, you know what I'm saying? I'll be at clubs and stuff like that, and girls will come up and they'll holler, they'll say what's up, and you don't faze me. You ain't got nothing special. I can already tell. So I'll be like, "Oh, whatever. How nice to meet you." You know, handshake and move on. I don't even move. I stay on my ground. I'm just chilling on my little whatever I'm chilling on. I move leg up, chilling, bro. Cause like, that's alpha shit. That's alpha shit. And if you feel like a girl not worth it, if you're alpha, you're gonna know. It's not even a debate. You're gonna know. So yeah, that's the difference between alphas and simps. Because nowadays, the alphas are kind of blurred in the line. Alphas have always been seen as like assholes. Most of us aren't assholes. We're not assholes at all. We just put ourselves first. In life, what you start to realize is, like, as I'm a caring person, but I've lost a lot of friends because I haven't been hanging out with many people like that. And like, at first it was getting to me, but I realized that the greater you have to be as a person, the more selfish you have to be. Until you have your own family, then you gotta provide for them. Oh, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm more cautious about what I'm doing and who I'm talking to. And if I really talk to you, like, that means you a good ass person. Like, I don't really talk to people because they provide something for me, or like they provide something to me. I talk to them because I really enjoy your presence. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the lines aren't blurred when you're my friend. If you're my friend, I'm gonna tell you, like, I really appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk to you. If you're not my friend, you're going to know, because I ain't going to talk to you that much. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, and alphas are that way. Like, we'll let you know. We don't beat around the bush. We don't. So, yeah, that's the difference between alphas and simps and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Alphas date women. Alphas date whoever. You can date whoever. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But last but not least, we did alphas and simps. Now we're going to do women versus girl. The goal in life is to always find you a woman. You know what I'm saying? You got to find you a woman. You got to find you your queen. You got to take, you got to label her your queen first. That's like the challenging part. And then once you label her your queen, she becomes your woman. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You never want to cuff a girl. You don't want to cuff a girl. A girl don't know what she want. She just wants a little dope-ass Instagram post that she'll provide for her. You know what I'm saying? And then a little, oh, my God, he did this for me and shit. Oh, my God, that nigga got good dick. Oh, my God, this and that. It's like, man, I'm not for all that. I'm not for all that. What you gonna do to me when I'm trying to go to bed? What you gonna provide for me? What you gonna say to me that's gonna make me, like, uplift? You supposed to be my other half. That's what a woman do. I need a woman. You know what I'm saying? I need a woman. So that's why it's like, don't go out here dating for these girls, man. A woman knows what she want. And she won't tell you. You'll know when she know what she wants. She'll just be doing her own stuff. And what you do is what you do. You know what I'm saying? If what you do helps her, cool. That's what a woman do. But like, she'll also, whenever you're doing your own thing, she will like double your shit. Like, for instance, right? Let's say I'm 50 Cent. A girl will turn you to 25. A woman will turn you to a whole dollar. And if she's your soulmate, she might triple that shit. For instance, Jay-Z, was a millionaire back then. But he met Beyonce, that nigga got a billion now. That's crazy. Think about that. That's crazy. He got so much money that his money got money. His money worked for itself. That's crazy. That's what I'm saying, bro. Don't be out here dating girls, bro. You don't get nothing from them. You don't. Get you a woman. She'll make you good breakfast all day. Anyway, that's all I'm gonna say today. I ain't gonna say no more because I don't want to get in trouble. I might fuck around and say some shit I don't mean to. But either way, it's probably been a little bit of a longer episode for a solo podcast. But I'm gonna keep cranking this out. I'm probably gonna record like a lot for like daily, and then have them cranked out over like the span of like weekly. And if y'all get more comfortable, I might even post two a week. Who knows? I'd be bored. But either way, I really fuck with y'all, my fabricators. I'm really thankful for what y'all allow me to do. Y'all actually are really tuning in. Like, I'll just be walking, y'all niggas be like, oh, he was out here doing a nay-nay on the floor. I'm like, oh, what you mean? Oh, that's from episode 3. And I'm like, bro, you really was watching my podcast. And y'all would tell me. Or like, got a couple friends. They'll listen to the podcast while they're driving, like, home or at the gym, and I'm like, yo, I appreciate you, man. I'm out here just trying to preach. You know what I'm saying? You just watching, I appreciate you. Thank you, man. So, yeah, I'm really thankful and grateful for my fabricators and what y'all allowed me to do on this platform. So, I'm gonna keep on going. I'm gonna keep on pushing. I'm gonna drop a lot more content more consistently this time. Because I'm fucking up. I'm slacking. Cursing a little bit more. It's age. But yeah, I will have more episodes coming to y'all weekly. But as always, thank y'all for tuning in. And remember, not everything you hear online is fabricated.